The limo pulled up to a white, dingy, single-story, nondescript building, the kind of building you couldn't describe. A grin of self-satisfaction flashed across Bat's face. "We're here," he said. "Come inside." "What's the point of this?" Chase demanded, but Bat ignored the question, opened the limo door, and walked with purpose toward the two glass front doors. Rebecca followed behind obediently, noticing that the sign on the door had been recently removed. "Welcome to Bat Mobile Communications," Bat said, as if he were giving a tour to a group of Cub Scouts. "We are a pager and cellular phone programming company. At least, that's what everyone thinks. In reality, we are poised for the biggest technological takeover in world history." He emphasized the last four words as if he were saying something very important, like FDR when he said, "A day that will live in infamy." Chase examined the sparse surroundings, unimpressed. He was having trouble believing his brother's words, as if someone told you they were a multimillionaire and then offered you a Slim Jim. "Bat, this place is a dump," Chase said. "How could you possibly do anything important in this office?" "It's amazing what $62 million could do for this place," Bat said with an evil grin. "You see, Chase, you and your truck stop girlfriend won't understand this, but we're about to take over the minds of the human race." Rebecca and Chase exchanged glances, and then Rebecca felt sick to her stomach, like after you've had too much movie popcorn with the stuff on it that used to be butter. Bat was calculating just how much more to tell them. "I'll never tell you the whole plan," he said, "but basically, we've invented a small chip that we'll install in every cellular phone in the world. This chip will emit a tone that humans cannot hear. It's so high, it doesn't even make dogs turn their heads sideways like they do when they hear a noise that's really high. It's even higher than that. And with this tone, we can instantly hypnotize everyone who touches a cellular phone. Within a matter of days, we'll control the thoughts of every person on Earth." He brushed his shirt smugly and then extended his hands outward as if to say, "That's it, the whole plan." Rebecca was frightened, truly frightened. She grabbed Chase's hand and weaved her fingers between his. She was squeezing so hard, Chase wondered if she wanted to play mercy. She whispered into his ear, "We've got to find some way to stop him." But there was only one way she knew of. Chase had to have a son before Bat. And as a celebrated embryonic scientist in one of the most prestigious research centers in the world, she might be just the one to help him.